Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Steve Hobley. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Goosen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Lazarek. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, George Lazarek. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, John Matias. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Arrigo. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Arrigo. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arrigo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton takes first base on ball four. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen takes first base on ball four. Walton moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Walton scores. Goosen moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball four. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Goosen scores. Alvis moves to third. Roof moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alvis scores. Roof moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 3-0, Brewers. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Roof tags and scores. One out. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubiak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Lazarek moves to third. It's 5-0, Brewers. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk has Lazarek trapped. There's the throw to Hermann and over to Melton, who tags Lazarek for the out. Kubiak moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk spins, and has Kubiak trapped. He throws to Melton, who tags Kubiak for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is called out on strikes. One out. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias hits a fly ball into right field. Hobley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hopkins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Walton strikes out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder bunts towards the mound. Sisk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roof moves to second. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazarek bunts towards third. Melton juggles the ball. That's an error on Melton. Roof moves to third. Snyder moves to second. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got one RBI. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Roof scores. Snyder moves to third. Lazarek moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Brewers. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hovley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Hovley reaches second base with a double. Snyder scores. Lazarek scores. Kubiak moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walton hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kubiak tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-0, Brewers. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Hovley moves to third. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing second base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthias hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 9, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien misplays the ball. That's an error on O'Brien. Roof moves to second. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazarek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 12-0, Brewers. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Gene Rounceville now pitching. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hovley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Kubiak moves to second. It's 13-0, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Gene Rounceville. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Hovley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Don Sechrist now pitching. Gale Hopkins now catching. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goosen takes first base on ball 4. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Bob Christian now playing left field. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lazarek hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Hobley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-1, Brewers. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthias strikes out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Kubiak settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Danny Murphy now pitching. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Walton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Morales settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goosen scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazarek covering, for the out. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 13, and the White Sox 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Roof hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. George Lazarek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazarek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Lazarek hits a line drive towards third. Melton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Snyder moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kubiak takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hobley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Kennedy scores. Kubiak moves to third. It's 15-1, Brewers. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kubiak scores. Hobley moves to second. It's 16-1, Brewers. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Goosen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 16, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Christian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christian takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matthias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthias is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthias strikes out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christian moves to second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Christian scores. Hopkins moves to second. It's 16-2, Brewers. Walt Williams pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 16, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.